Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building that Midnight Amen swing, the kind of old-school jungle edit that feels loose, human, slightly dangerous, and still hits hard on a sound system. The goal here is not just to loop an Amen break. The goal is to arrange it so it breathes like a record, with tiny timey shifts, ghost hits, little answers and turnarounds, and a groove that feels intentional from bar to bar. If you get this right, your drums stop sounding like a sample dropped on a grid and start sounding like a tune. Let's keep it practical and beginner-friendly in Ableton Live 12. First, load one Amen break into an audio track and set your project somewhere around 170 to 174 BPM, if you want that classic jungle energy. If you want it a touch slower and a little more old-school D&B, 165 to 170 can work too. Warp the loop so the first downbeat sits cleanly on the grid, but do not force every transient into perfect alignment. That's important. The Amen already has swing inside the break itself, and if you flatten that out, the groove loses its character. Why this works in D&B is simple. The break is already doing half the rhythmic work for you. The magic is in preserving the feel while shaping it into a usable arrangement. Now don't start with a huge loop. Build a short phrase first. Four bars is perfect. Think of it like a conversation. Bar 1 introduces the idea, bar 2 tweaks it, bar 3 brings it back, and bar 4 gives you a little turn or pickup into the next phrase. That way, the break feels like it's saying something instead of just repeating itself. What to listen for here is forward motion. If the groove feels flat, you probably need a missing hit, a tiny timing move, or a bar 4 change-up. The break should feel like it's leaning into the next bar, not just sitting there. Now let's make it swing. Do not move everything. That's the first beginner trap. The best old-school feel usually comes from nudging only a few hits. Maybe a snare lands a few milliseconds late for a lazy pocket. Maybe a ghost kick arrives slightly early to push the beat forward. Maybe a hi-hat sits just behind the grid so the top end feels loose. Keep the main snare solid. That snare is the anchor. In these styles, the snare is what tells the listener where the tune stands. If you move too much around it, the groove stops feeling human and starts feeling seasick. So here's a good rule. Make tiny moves, not dramatic ones. We are talking small, musical nudges, not obvious timing chaos. If you're using sliced MIDI or audio edits, zoom in and adjust just a few slices. Think 5 to 20 milliseconds at most. That's usually enough to create feel without breaking the phrase. What to listen for is the difference between laid back and drunk. You want head nod sway, not total rhythmic collapse. If the snare loses its authority, back off. Once the groove is feeling alive, start shaping it with Ableton stock tools. Drum bus is a great place to begin. A little drive can add grit and body. A little transient push can help the break cut through. Saturator can also work nicely if you keep it modest and don't crush the life out of the sample. EQ8 is your cleanup tool. If the break is fighting your bass line, gently trim low mud and keep the sub territory clear. Often you do not need much below roughly 80 to 120 Hz in the break itself, depending on the sample and the bass. That low space belongs mainly to the kick and sub. A simple chain like EQ8 into drum bus into utility is a very solid starting point. EQ first to clear space, drum bus to add weight, utility to manage level or mono if needed. And here's another useful decision point, choose your flavor. You can go swing first, where the Amen stays recognizable and the main movement comes from timing and phrasing. That's great for authentic jungle and old-school rollers. Or you can go impact first, where the break gets a bit harder, denser, and more aggressive. That suits darker D's and B and heavier drops. Neither is wrong. It depends on what the track needs. If your bass line is already busy, swing first is usually the safer and more musical choice. If the bass is minimal and the drums need to carry the energy, impact first can hit harder. Now bring in a rough bass idea. Even a simple sub note or two is enough to test the drums in context. Do not finalize the break in solo and assume it's done. In D&B, the edit only really matters when it's living with the bass. What to listen for now is space. Does the snare still cut through when the bass comes in? Does the kick and sub fight each other? Does the break still feel like it's pushing the tune, or does it disappear under the low end? If the low end gets messy, mono the bass and clean the break a bit more with EQ. A strong jungle arrangement lives and dies on phrasing, so give bar 4 a real job. Make a turnaround. Remove one kick. Add a quick snare drag. Repeat a tiny hat fragment. Let a tail ring a little longer. Just one clear change is enough to create the feeling that the phrase is ending and restarting. That is a huge part of why this works in D&B. The listener is not just hearing drums. They are hearing a sentence. Every 4 or 8 bars, The sentence should finish, reset, or answer itself. You can keep building that out in 8-bar phrases. Bars 1 to 4 can be the main groove. Bars 5 to 8 can repeat the idea with a small variation. Bars 9 to 12 can strip something back or shift the rhythm slightly. Then bars 13 to 16 can bring a stronger return or a more open fill. That gives the tune structure without making it rigid. If the break still feels thin, add a second layer only if it earns its place. A muted hat layer, a top break texture, or a single percussion accent can help, but do not clone the whole amen just to make it louder. That usually turns into clutter fast. If you add a second layer, process it separately and keep it in a supporting role. A nice thing to try is a little automation, but keep it controlled. Open a filter slowly over 4 or 8 bars. Reduce reverb or delay right before the drop. Give the drum bus a tiny lift into a phrase change. Use movement like arrangement, not like decoration. What to listen for is destination. The listener should feel like the phrase is arriving somewhere. If the automation just creates constant motion with no payoff, the groove loses its punch. At some point, print the edit to audio. Seriously, this helps a lot. Once the groove is working, commit it. That stops endless micro-editing and forces you to make musical decisions. It also makes it easier to reverse a tail, trim a hit, or create a fill from the break itself. This is one of those workflow habits that speeds everything up. Keep a clean version and an edit version if you can. Then you can compare quickly without losing the core groove. Now a few things to avoid. Do not over-quantize the break. That kills the swing. Do not make every bar equally busy. That turns arrangement into loop fatigue. Do not pile too much low end into the break. Let the bass own the sub. Do not distort it until the snare loses shape. The pattern still needs to read. And do not add a second layer that copies the exact same rhythm. That rarely adds energy. It usually just adds noise. If you want a darker, heavier result, there are a few smart moves that really work. Keep the snare as the boss. Use controlled grime, not total destruction. Stay disciplined in mono, especially on a low end, and don't underestimate negative space. A missing kick before a snare can feel darker than adding 3 extra hits. That's a Riedel jungle lesson right there. Sometimes the empty space hits harder than the notes. One more useful mindset shift, especially if you're new to this. Treat the amen like a lead instrument, not just percussion. Ask yourself, can I still recognize this break in 2 bars? If the answer becomes no, you may have overworked it. Make your first version too simple on purpose. A clean working phrase is way more useful than a clever one that falls apart when the bass enters. And while you're working, say versions clearly. Amen A, Amen B Swinger, Amen C Fill, Amen D Bass Safe. That one habit will save you hours. So let's pull this together. The core idea is simple. Keep the amen human, not grid perfect. Build it as a phrase, not just a loop. Let the snare stay as the anchor while the other hits move around it. Check the break with bass, not just in solo. Use light processing for grit and weight, but protect the transient shape. And always give the bar 4 or bar 8 section a clear turnaround, so the arrangement breathes like a Riedel record. That's the sound of Midnight Amen's swing in old school DNB. Swung. Rugged, intentional, and ready for the drop. Now try the practice exercise. Build 1 4 bar amen edit using only 1 break and stock Ableton devices. Heap 1 snare anchor, make 1 tiny timing nudge, add 1 bar 4 turnaround, and use 1 processing move to shape the tone. Then test it with a simple sub. If it works there, you're on the right path. And if you want the full challenge, stretch it into a 16 bar jungle style section with an intro, a first groove, a stripped variation, and a stronger return. Keep it clean. Keep it musical. Keep it moving. You've got this. Make the break breathe and the whole tune starts living.